my daughter was died in, oh, I can't think of it. No.
You were, when I first came, you were talking about not many people having, being contented where they were.
Well.
Tell me how you feel about that. And
well, you can be content if you're minded to anywhere you want to. If you got any sense about you. And if you ain't, you've got a rambling mind, you just go, you don't ain't satisfied nowhere. I always tried to make myself content wherever I was at.
And what did you call that when somebody doesn't have a rambling mind?
Well, it just wants to go all the time, be on the go and not satisfied at home or nowhere else.
And how would you describe yourself, though?
Well, I was always contented to stay at home and do whatever I seen that was necessary to be done. Mm-hmm. And let those fellas do his own work, and I done mine. I didn't bother nobody's business, and I didn't need nobody's business bothering my business.
Uh-huh.
Unless it was something that I didn't understand.
Uh-huh. And so you'd say you had, what kind of a mind did you have? You didn't have a...
Well, I don't know. I didn't have a rambling mind.
Uh-huh.
I had a competitive mind, I reckon it'd be.
Well, would you say, you said the expression you used before, though, when you were talking about that, you said a lot of people didn't have this.
Well, that's the ones that just wants to be on the go one and ain't satisfied with nothing.
Uh-huh.
You can be make yourself be satisfied anywhere you're at or any way you're content with anything. If it's best for you, and if it's not, well, of course it'd be all right to go.
Uh-huh. Who's about the most satisfied person you ever met?
Well, I don't know hardly. My father was he was contented with anything. He never wanted to ramble, and he never wanted to go and be nowhere as much.
Well, you said what I was just wondering about was you used the expression before when we were talking a satisfied mind, and that's. Said he had a. Would you say your father had a satisfied mind?
Yes, he had it. He was solid. He had a satisfied mind. He didn't believe in no foolishness.
Uh huh.
He was a good Christian man.
Could you tell me a little bit about your father?
Well, he was born and raised where he lived his life and. Of course, he was different places, but then he's always made his home the same place. And never moved, I don't reckon he ever moved but once. He moved twice. He moved once in one house, and then he built a house and moved in that after we got a family. And he's always lived the same place.
Would you tell me a little bit about the church he used to go to?
Well, it was a Christian church, you know, he's a founder on the day of Pentecost. That church was a Christian church. You know, all that, you've read that, I guess.
Sure.
And where there were so many, and that they founded the church there. Well, then later, God made a Church of Christ, you know. It's a difference. All the difference is in them is one sings in the church and don't have no music, and the other has music. And. And sings without music, and one sings with music. That's about the only difference is in them.
You mean an organ or a piano?
Piano, organ, or any kind of.